services.
It's the fourth day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Kara Hart with this update from Page, North Dakota. I'm joined by Paige Elsner with Pioneer for this update. Paige, thanks for joining us for this Pioneer update. Give us a kind of a quick look and tell us what's happening here this morning. I know we've got folks behind us. You've had a big field day today.
Yeah, this is our annual fall plot tour. Really happy with the turnout. We got a great morning, great weather. We just had a great conversation revolved around the Enlist system, new products, and some exciting new crop protection products from Corteva as well.
Tell me, are you seeing a lot of 3 to 4 bean pods out there in the fields, or are you finding that the growing season was a little tougher just depending on where you're at?
You know, the new genetics in the A-series beans, the beans are bigger. We're seeing a lot more 3 bean pods than 2 bean pods. So I think there's a lot of potential in the soybean crop this year. I know there's a lot of potential in the corn crop. We've had a lot of fun doing estimates in the corn this fall. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised there. Beans are always so hard to tell, but so far we like what we see.
Well, Paige, thanks for joining us here. We have a guest that's going to come join us, Jason Muse, the grower that is really kind of, you've taken on really the responsibility of putting together this plot. What was the growing season like and keeping up with all the crops here near Paige?
This year has been a bit of an adventure. You know, we started about a month later than we really would have liked to last spring. And fortunately, we got some heat right at the right time. You know, we heard all spring that summer was going to turn hot and dry, and we used that motivation to keep pushing planting, and it actually did turn out that way. And I think for the late start and all the obstacles we had at the beginning of the year, things actually look fairly good. Granted, we're 2 to 3 weeks behind where we'd like to be, but I think the yield potential is there for pretty much every crop.
How far away out are some of your other soybeans too?
I would say we're probably maybe a month away from harvest yet. I'd like to see these beans start to drop some leaves and turn a little yellow September 1st, but we'll get there. Hopefully we get a nice warm September and everything can finish strong and fill all those top pods that Paige was talking about.
But it is still harvest, and I know you do have other crops too, and I just don't want to get away from you without briefly mentioning that you're in the middle of small grain harvest. How's that coming along?
The yields are actually really, really nice around here. I've heard a lot of 80 bushel wheat. You know, some guys have said they've had spots on the field up over 100 bushels an acre. We've only done one field so far, but it was on some hilly ground, and that still ran 70. So we're very happy with that, considering we only have had about 7 inches of rain here this year.
Jason, thanks for joining us. And we are on the first stop of the fourth day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour here in Page, North Dakota. And follow along for more updates today.
Thanks, Kara. Peterson Farms.